The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce, and brought to you in part today by Glamourine. Now, here are the stars of our show, speaking for Glamourine.
Oh, it certainly is a wonderful feeling.
Yeah, it's great to be on the open road.
No, that's not what I mean. I'm talking about our house. I get a wonderful feeling knowing that everything is fresh and clean.
Yeah, gee, look at that lake.
Mm.
That is wonderful fishing.
I just can't get over the beautiful job I did with Glamourine. You know, it brightened up the upholstery like new. Really brought those colors out, didn't you notice?
Uh-huh. Hey, look at those beautiful oak trees.
Uh-huh. And the bargain I got. With Glamourine's spring cleaning offer, the giant 98-cent pint free with a giant quart, both for only $1.89. I bet what we saved will buy the gas for this trip.
It will?
Yeah, it
hey, we sure get a lot of mileage out of our Glamourine, huh?
Ladies, you'll get a lot of mileage out of your Glamourine, too, with Glamourine's big spring cleaning offer. The giant 98-cent pint free with a giant quart, both for the price of the quart alone, only $1.89. Enough Glamourine liquid rug and upholstery cleaner to make all the rugs and upholstery in the average home beautifully bright and clean again. So get your Glamourine giant quart pipe combination today, only $1.89.
Hello? Hello, Mother? Hello, dear? Oh, we're all just fine. Yes, he's fine. So is Aunt Effie and Betsy. We're having a wonderful trip. No, we're on the Pennsylvania Turnpike right now. We stopped at one of those eating places.
Here's Mother, dear.
You're in the phone booth. Mother, Aunt Effie's right here. Wants to say hello.
Here, just say
hello. Hello, Francis.
Yes, that's a lovely trip. Well, we're going to stop somewhere at a motel tonight.
Uh-huh.
Then go on to New York tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And then Boston the day after that.
Come on. Come on now. Let's get going, everybody. Come on.
Ask for lettuce for the rabbits, dear.
Lettuce? We can't buy lettuce here. This is a restaurant.
Well, ask if they'll sell you just a little bit of lettuce for your rabbit.
Darling, I'm not going to ask for a little bit of lettuce for my rabbits. Besides, they're not my rabbits. They're Betsy's rabbits. And besides, I'm not going to...
I can't hear a thing with you two.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. Well, let me say goodbye to Mother. We've got to go now. Mother! I'm sorry. Well, I wanted to ask you for some lettuce for the rabbit.
Yes.
Oh, and the dog. Well, we had to bring him and Betsy put the rabbits in a box, and we didn't find it out until we'd gone 50 miles.
Come on. Look, we got another 2 hours of daylight.
Yeah, well, just as a... I know, Mother.
Oh, my gosh, Brownie is loose.
Hold on, Mother. What happened, Aunt Effie?
Brownie, come here.
Mother, I've got to hang out. Oh, the dog is loose in the restaurant. I guess he's excited. I tell you, so far, this has been some trip.
Spring clean with Glamourine liquid rug and upholstery cleaner. Remember, while the supply lasts, the giant 98-cent pint is yours free with a giant quart. Both for the price of the quart alone, only $1.89. More than enough Glamourine liquid to make all the rugs and upholstery in the average home professionally bright and clean again. Remember, more women buy Glamourine and then buy it again than all other rug and upholstery cleaners combined. So get your Glamourine and the giant quart pint combination today, both for only $1.89.
No, 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 now we're not stopping. We can still drive another hour. Look, and will you please move the junk on that back ledge? I cannot see out the back window.
Oh, I don't know where I'm going to put things.
Here, give me the hat box. I can put it up and front for a while.
It's too crowded for your feet.
No, you can't sit that way. Now give it here.
I remember when the Hendersons went on a trip last summer. They said if you don't get into a motel by 4 o'clock, you just don't get in.
I know, that's what I told them.
Oh, now stop worrying. We'll find one. I like to drive while it's still light.
Betsy, dear, you keep your feet off my dress.
Oh, I'm sorry, Aunt Effie. Betsy, now sit up. Sit up and put your feet down.
No.
What did you say? You got Aunt Effie's dress all dirty. Now you apologize at once. Do you hear me?
I don't care.
Stop the car.
Stop the car.
Oh, look, I want to drive as far as I can by daylight.
Stop the car, please. I'm not riding another mile with anybody who talks like that. Just stop the car.
Now, look here, young lady. You apologize to Aunt Effie for putting your dirty shoes on her dress.
Well, it doesn't matter, really.
It certainly does matter. Putting her dirty shoes on
my shoes aren't dirty.
Please stop the car, will you?
Oh,
just stop the car. Now we're going to sit right here until you apologize to Aunt Effie.
Did you hear what your mother said?
I didn't put my shoes on Aunt Effie's dress.
Well, Aunt Effie said that you did.
I didn't.
Did she, Aunt Effie?
Yes, she did.
I didn't either. I put my feet just like this.
If Aunt Effie says you put your shoes on her dress, then I know that you put your shoes on her dress.
Oh, look, for Pete's sake, if we're going to get to New York by tomorrow, we got...
You're going to let her get by with that. You're the first one. If you have something, should be...
Look, you apologize to your Aunt Effie at once.
I won't. She's lying.
Well...
Get out of the car. Get out of the car. Open the door. Open the door so she can get out. Go on. Get out and let me out, too.
Come on. Get out. You heard your father. Will you hang on to the dog's collar, Aunt Effie, so he doesn't get out? Stay there, Brownie. Get out, Effie. Get out of the car.
All right. Now then, young lady, do you want us to just leave you here?
Well, I see your Aunt Apostrophe. He thinks you should S-A-Y that.
Look, you want me to handle this, or don't you?
All right.
Now, I ask you a question. Do you want us to just leave you here? All right, well, now, none of us wants to ride in a car with anybody who talks like that. I'm ashamed of you. How many little girls your age have an opportunity to take a wonderful trip to New York and Boston? Then you act like this. Now, you will apologize to your Aunt Effie at once, or I will turn you over my knee and spank you right here on the turnpike in front of everybody driving past. Now, do you hear me?
But I didn't get her dress dirty. The dog did when she picked him up before.
Oh, well...
No. Oh, dear, now that may be true. I carried the dog out of the car the last stop we made.
Oh, well, all right. Get back in the car.
Well, I certainly think she ought to apologize for saying that Aunt Effie was lying.
Well, yes, apologize to your Aunt Effie.
I'm sorry, Aunt Effie.
Oh, well, that's all right. Now, come on, get in.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. We've driven a long way today. I think we're all getting tired and cross and cranky, and I think we should stop at the next nice motel we find.
There's a motel.
Oh, no. What? No, that looks like a motel 15 years ago. Dinky little cabins. Why should we stop at a motel like that when they have such nice ones now?
Well, I don't think we're going to have much choice. It's getting dark, too.
I'm hungry.
Well, we'll eat as soon as your mother decides where we're going to stop.
Why don't you and Aunt Effie play the alphabet game, Betsy?
Yes, not Betsy. See if we can find an A.
Yes,
Mom. Ask
for Andy's ale. It's the best. See, that's a B, too.
That's fine. Now you've got an A and a B.
Mm-hmm. Now we have to look for a C. Mm-hmm.
Well, there's a C. Look, yeah. Carl's Motel, one-fourth mile.
Don't tell me, Daddy. I want to find my own.
Okay, darling. All right.
How long are you going to be tied up in business tomorrow in New York?
Well, I don't know.
Business,
Aunt
Effie?
Yes.
Got to call the head office when I get in. I suppose you'll be doing some sightseeing.
Well, I thought we could take Betsy up in the Empire State Building, maybe a tour around the city, Chinatown, you know, and all that. Live
and see.
Hey, we're coming to Carl's Motel, so take a look.
Yeah.
Well, that's
true. From what I can already see, they don't look like much. Oh, no, dear.
Well, we got a...
Go by in.
Yes, my goodness, you're getting way ahead of me. I'm still looking for a D.
What was wrong with that motel?
No, perfectly well. Anyhow, there wasn't any place to eat there.
You know, at this rate, we'll be just driving on to New York tonight.
Well, we might look at the stores in New York tomorrow, too. I might see those.
Don't go hog wild. This trip is costing plenty, anyway.
Well, maybe I shouldn't have come.
Oh, nonsense, Anna. He didn't mean that at all.
Oh, certainly not, Anna.
Well,
my
one more person makes extra expense.
Well. He's an A. And an I, and a J. Now I need a K.
I can always hop on the bus and go home. I feel rather guilty taking along when you do have so much expense.
Aunt Effie, I never meant that at all.
Of course, I wouldn't be any fun without you, Aunt Effie. What
are you
saying,
Aunt Effie?
Yeah, you better watch the road. There seem to be some signs coming up, dear.
Golly, the highways around here, you know, they got so many directions. You know.
There's a K. Keep right.
What?
Keep right, see? Keep right. Oh, yes!
You know, I'm getting tired myself.
Well, pull up when you can, dear, and let me drive for a change, and you watch for a nice motel. Honestly, they're beginning to say no vacancies. I certainly hope we find one.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. Feel great? Well, with no extra effort, you can do even better than that. Simply stay with us on CBS Radio and let our road show starring Bing Crosby and Rosemary Clooney raise your spirits a notch or two higher with every tuneful visit they make. 11 times a week on most of these same stations, Bing and Rosemary drop by with a cheery hello and a song. And every time they do, things go from better to best. These unabashed optimists are on the air 7 days a week, adding sparkle to your work days as well as to your weekend. If your daily routine has been getting you down, pick up a fresh slant on life with Rosemary and Bing. If your weekend plans call for festivity, celebrate in style with them, too. Their songs are as fresh and as friendly as the flowers on an Easter bonnet. So today, tomorrow, every day, there's always a refreshing road show starring Bing Crosby or Rosemary Clooney on its way to you. So don't miss the very next one.
Everybody. Dear, this looks like a perfectly terrible motel, but it's the only one I've seen that says vacant.
Oh, golly, I'm sorry I dozed off. Oh, my gosh. This place.
Dear, this looks terrible. Are we going to have to eat dinner in that awful place where the music is blaring?
Well, it's the only motel that has said vacancy.
How long have I been asleep?
I don't know. I've been driving nearly 2 hours.
2 hours?
Yeah.
Oh, well, one good thing. We're that much closer to New York.
Yeah.
Well, come on. Let's get out. Oh, yeah. Hey, look. See the lights in New York?
Here comes a man. I suppose he owns the motel.
He looks like a gangster.
Oh, good evening. Good evening, sir. You got some vacancies here?
Just one.
Only one? We need two.
Only got one. You won't find much now. Pretty late.
Well, all right. You three, take it. I'll sleep in the car.
Oh, sleep in the car. You can't do that. Look, if we're this close to New York, let's drive on in and stay at a hotel.
Mm-hmm. How long would it take us to drive into New York?
Oh, about 3-4 hours.
3 or 4 hours? What, to get there? Well, you can see the light from here.
Well, pal, if you can see the lights in New York, you got better eyes than I have. You're looking at the lights of Wilmington.
Look, Wilmington. Wilmington?
Bet I know what you did. You got mixed up there in the turnpike, turned off, then you turned south instead of...
Wilmington?
You mean Delaware?
That's right.
You mean
Is
Delaware?
Is something wrong, dear?
You said keep right. I remember now. You said keep right.
I never said keep right.
You
I don't know
did,
what
and
talking
then
about.
You said keep right.
Why?
When we got to that place with about a dozen signs.
I remember you said. I haven't been watching signs at all.
Back there, you said keep right.
I know what you're talking about. You did, Aunt Effie, but that was for Betsy, dear. Wasn't it, Aunt Effie? She needed a K for the alphabet game.
Yes, that's right. I was pointing it out to her. There's a K. I said keep right.
That's right.
Wilmington.
Well, you know, I thought it was funny we didn't seem to come to the New Jersey Turnpike, and I did see some signs that said Wilmington, but you didn't seem to say anything.
Look, I was dozing off and on. Naturally, I thought you were watching.
I was looking for motels.
Oh.
Anyhow, I'm not familiar with these.
Well, make up your mind, Bud, will you? You want the vacancy? I see another car turning.
Yeah, we'll take it. We'll take it. Oh, he says Wilmington.
Well,
I said, I don't think I'm going to live through this trip. I'm giving you a warning. I really don't.
Well, dear, you'll feel better in the morning after you get a good night's sleep.
Mm-hmm. You forget I'm sleeping in the car with the dog and the rabbit.
Well, dear. We both said we should have stopped earlier.
That's right.
No, you wanted to drive on.
Never mind, Aunt Effie. Now let's start unloading.
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce, Francie Myers, Margaret Hamilton, and Jay Barney, and is produced by Walter Hart. This is Stuart Ness, inviting you to listen again tomorrow for The Couple Next Door.